gas, don't I? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need gas. We're going to the gas station. I'm going to get gas. Each gallon of that gas will get me approximately 23 miles. Good news. I made it to the gas station. Okay. I'm gonna go pump this gas. Gotta go pump this gas! Can I make this turn? I can make this turn. I made this turn. I made that turn! Car, driving, moving, making moves, making friends. I mean, making moves at least. I was just thinking about this song. Weird.
For Taylor Swift.
Got it! Got him!
August 30th. Beyonce gonna win, and Nicki gonna have to go up there anyway. Because don't they have that song together?
Yeah, Feeling Myself.
Yeah,
Beyonce. But what I'm saying is, if she's saying Taylor Swift shouldn't be taking her words to heart personally, then the other only woman nominated is Beyonce. So then is she taking a shot at Beyonce as well?
Of course not.
So then, what are we talking about?
I don't know, but the overall broad stroke, I do think it's an image thing in Hollywood and entertainment, but I don't know if it has to do with this VMA nomination, these nominations, because Beyonce is nominated as well.
Yeah.
So, and Beyonce, you know, curvaceous and...
always flaunts that.
Yeah, so...
She look at the way you freak me. See a little old head homegirl who got ass enough to drink tea. Without a paddle, you got to smell and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more because my dick on in her mouth. I'm talking about jealousy. Infidelity can be.
Tuesday, I'm Hero. I politic with ghetto senators on the D-Lo.
Keep it right here on your Market Day Report.
We spend so much on other things that are, a gimmick. You know, we don't really know if they work or if they say, do this, do that. Well, Stratego Yield, just read the label on what it does. I mean, it's a great aspirin for the plant. You know, it just makes it healthier. It makes it greener. It makes it take up inputs faster. It is what the plant needs at that certain time because it's ready to grow. It's ready to take off and make money. A couple years ago, I tried a little bit. And when it came to harvest time, it seemed like it was standing better, looking better. So last year we started 100% of spraying at V5.
Just keep trying to get a little better.
As far as the return on investment, we have a good standing corn and good yield, and that helps. So everything that we can do to produce better yield is better for everybody.
Hello, I'm Shannon Atkinson.
I'm Michael Clements.
I'm Dwight Armstrong, CEO of National FFA. Join us every weekend for FFA Today, your number one source for all of the latest from the National FFA organization.
With chapter spotlights from across the country, conversations with FFA members and advisors, news and more, FFA Today is your in-depth look at the nation's premier youth organization.
So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio.
This is Rob Keck, host of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World. On this week's show, we've got two outstanding guests. One of them will be Pheasant Forever and Quail Forever's Jared Woodland, and the other will be the reigning Iron Man of bull riding, Mr. Luke Snyder.
We're going to get high as hell.
Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World, Saturdays, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and on Sirius On Demand.
Rural Radio, Channel 80.
Project designed to bolster Tennessee's cattle industry. State Ag Commissioner Julius Johnson joins us live here in the studio to talk about how the state will accomplish this.
They're finally being recognized for being the innovators that they are. Farmers have got to continue to be a lead voice in what happens out there.
And we will show you how farmers have played a role in what is now being called green energy. Plus, we're going to meet Tennessee's Farmer of the Year and find out how he is passing on his love of the land to younger generations. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us here on your Market Day Report. I'm Abby Turpin. The National Farmers Union wants to create an organic checkoff program. The group sent a proposal to the USDA this week. Now, under the proposal, 60% of the money asked for would go toward ag research. Officials say the money will help provide U.S. organic producers the information that they need to keep up with the increasing demand for organic food. The proposal says the organic sector has little resources available when it comes to organic research. Many advancements in renewable energy can trace their beginnings back to farmers. Whether it's ethanol, biodiesel, or other next-generation renewable fuels, most got their start because of interest and commitment from our farmers. Lynn Kettleson has more.
With a growing alternative energy industry in the United States, many consumers are not aware of the role that farmers and agriculture has played in creating what is now being called green energy. Dick Hagan is a longtime agriculture leader in Minnesota. He says there are many examples of new energy that got a grassroots start.
So I can remember the early days of the 1990s when we'd go into St. Paul and try to convince a couple of our legislators that it's time you guys start talking about something called ethanol. At that time, it was gasohol. And eventually, they decided it was a good thing to do. Legislation got passed. Pretty soon, Minnesota was the first state in the nation with 10% ethanol. And amazing that we were the first. We're not the biggest, but we've been on the ball ever since. Now there's a lot of new things coming into the product, new resources.
This is a great piece.
From other than corn,
this guy talks great.
Hagan says it's been agriculture and specifically farmers who have been innovation leaders.
They really have. In fact, they've been the people who stepped on the starter, first of all, and the fact that they are finally being recognized for being the innovators that they are. Farmers have got to continue to be a lead voice in what happens out there. And fortunately, we have got farmers who don't mind being the lead voice. We simply need more of that.
Farmers have a lot to benefit from green energy, from ethanol, biodiesel. The industry started 25 years ago. Farmers have been continually interested in seeing how they can innovate and create some new ventures. However, corn ethanol still kind of the king. We have to keep corn ethanol moving forward to allow other industries to build off of that.
The history books are full of new innovations that have helped feed and clothe the world, and agriculture has been involved in just about every one of them. With green energy, farmers were there at the beginning with ethanol, biodiesel, and other new products. And if you look at the new technology coming down the pike, you'll probably find a farmer involved in just about every form of green energy. This is Lynn Kettleson reporting from Minnesota.
And that story was provided by the Linder Farm Network.
Farms are awesome.
The Iowa Department of Ag and the USDA.
That was an infomercial. That story was provided by
situation in
someone
Iowa.
Other than
More
us.
More than 32 million birds were affected by the virus at 77 sites. Depopulation has now been completed at all sites, but facilities must be clean and disinfected, a process which will continue through September. The USDA says it could take up to 2 years for large layer facilities to completely restock. Mullets do have to be raised 22 weeks before they are ready to lay eggs. And the agency hopes to get turkey producers restocking by mid-August. Turkeys also take about 22 weeks to raise.
They can't put all those birds in at the same time. So they stagger them, and that's a product of the way that they do their business. It also will cause delays. Some of these facilities won't be able to completely restock for almost a year and a half to 2 years, depending on the size that they have. And I'm talking about the egg. The layer facilities.
Dr. Shear is hoping to get the turkey producers restocking by mid-August. He says turkeys take 22 weeks to raise, and again, pullets have to be raised 22 weeks before they are ready to lay. Well, Tennessee is one of the best places in the nation for beef production. However, weather and a downturn in the economy has contributed to a decline in the state's cattle production. State Ag Commissioner Julius Johnson joins us live here on the set this morning to tell us more about a project that is designed to bolster Tennessee's cattle industry. Good morning, Commissioner. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Nice to see you once again. All right. So when we talk about the number of cattle dropping here in Tennessee, what kind of numbers are we talking?
Well, within 2 years, we went from being number 7 in the nation in beef cattle production to number 13. So that's a major drop for us, and lots of different reasons. Number one, the 2008 drought caused a tremendous depletion of our herd. But then we've had a lot of urbanization in the state. We have 5 major cities in the state that have been growing quite well, and that's eating up a lot of adjacent farmland. Mm-hmm. And our aging population of our producers had a lot of retirement in the beef cattle production and several other smaller factors, but all of it together has caused a tremendous reduction in our herd. Similar to what's been going on in several other states around the nation, our herd nationally is down to as low as it was in 1959. So we're ready to grow back. Cattle prices being so high and so good have deterred that regrowth of the herd. Mm-hmm. We think we're about in a place now where we can push and have some growth come back to our herd in Tennessee. We want to do that.
And this is where the Grow the Herd program comes in. Kind of tell us, where did this idea come from?
Well, the governor challenged us several years ago in agriculture to see how we can create more jobs in Tennessee, how we could grow the economy in this state. So we put together a strategic plan for Tennessee, working with the University of Tennessee and all the ag organizations across the state, including the Cattlemen's Association, as well as others. And we thought this was a place where natural for a good climate and good topography for growing grass in the state and forage, and natural way to market that grass and forage is through your cattle. And we've been good at that in the past. We thought we had some opportunity to regrow some of that herd, and we want to do that.
All right. So you mentioned urbanization a moment ago about how, you know, land.
These damn city slickers.
Is there the land capacity in the state of Tennessee for this?
Yes. There's a lot of idle land across the state. There's a lot of capacity that's still of land that could come back into pasture utilization. And that's got to come along with it. One of the big roadblocks to putting cattle on land is perimeter fences. It's a costly item. And while we're not addressing that one issue, we are creating some incentives in other areas that will assist producers should they choose to expand their herd.
All right, and is there a specific goal number in mind?
No, there's not a specific goal.
No, we're just, I don't know, we just think it'd be cool if there are more cows.
Some of the other states thinking that if we do that,
We assume the demand is there, and it's not like a shrinking number of people who want beef at all.
Right now, that in the state of Tennessee that's interested, how can they get more information?
Well, just call our office at the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, and you'll be directed to the specific person with that question. So give us a call at 615-837-5100.
All right, we will make sure. We also have that information on our website, rfdtv.com. Tennessee Ag Commissioner Julius Johnson, as always, a pleasure. We appreciate your time today. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right, be sure to keep it right here on your Market Day Report. Joe has your full forecast at 10.
Sirius XM, the politics of the United States for the... They were waiting for the animal to calm down so they could take her home, but the situation escalated when a...
Oh, yeah! Finally, some good tunes for the summer, everybody.
Live 105. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Maybe.
Seemed like a real process to get to your phone there.
Sorry?
Seemed like a real process to get to your phone there. What do you have, like a gladiator's guarding your phone? Now, what are you calling for?
Born.
You want to go?
Yeah.
How's your Thursday look?
Pretty clear.
You don't have a job?
I do not have a job.
You can just leave?
Well, yeah.
Born. All right.
Born's again.
We'll see you at Born's.
Really?
Yup.
All right. Thank you.
Don't get too excited, though. It's the one with Jeremy Renner. Not the original, but Matt Damon. That's not true. It's actually Boris. Let me see.
Good stuff.
Yeah, new show I'm hosting on Fox, Knock Knock Live. We're going to change people's lives in some very live moments. It starts Tuesday night on Fox. And if you can't be there Tuesday, DVR it, check it out. Knock Knock Live is the name of it. Fox Tuesdays Live. All right, I'll talk to you later.
KNEL HD2 San Francisco.
The biggest countdown in the world, connecting 7 continents.
Over 400 cities.
28 million people every week. And you.
Direct access to the stars, the gossip, and the biggest hits in the USA.
Broadcasting worldwide from the heart of Hollywood. This is American Top 40.
With Ryan Seacrest.
Number 40.
To be a sinner, arch and tumble.
I figured they would let Seacrest talk a little bit at the top of the show.
Try to hide her on my Coco Cabana, mama. Got a lot of shit with you and I love it, persona, mama. Always love to get what you ever need in me, mama. Holla, how you check me, get.
Hits on Facebook page. Lots of sauce. Want a whole bunch of tickets? See bars plus a chance to meet a backstage. All happening at SiriusXM.com/It's One. Who's to blame for Blake and Miranda's breakup? Well, country singer Chris Young wants everyone to know that the rumors he split up Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert are completely false. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom's divorce was just made final 2 years after they filed.
That's what's trending on Hits One. Now, see the full stories at Facebook.com/SiriusXM Hits One and post your comments.
Because baby, now we
together, and yes. We both appeared in there, so you know I'm not a vampire.
Okay, that is true. That is true.
I have not been attacked vampires by a vampire and turned into one since the last time you checked.
That's well, I wonder if that's true.
It's true. Listen, we have plenty of time.
I hate to tell you, but this is all the stuff that vampires say when you ask them if they're a vampire.
I understand. We'll do the vampire check in a little bit.
We will.
Okay?
That's fine.
We'll go into the men's room, look in the mirror.
But they're evolving all the time.
But now look, here's another thing, you have to admit this is fair.
Okay.
The 32 recipes for beans?
Yes.
6 of them are duplicates.
Word for word duplicates?
Yes. Now you know this.
Absolutely.
You changed the title of the dish.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Like at one point, it's called, beans on toast.
Right.
And it's very simple.
That's right.
And then later on,
that's what it is, by the way. Yeah, it's beans on toast.
Later on, you call it toast under beans.
That's right.
It's the same recipe.
Because it depends what you're in the mood for. Whether you want to think about the beans first or the toast first while you're eating it. It's a very different experience.
You could have at least, for toast under beans, you could have at least made the step slide toast under bean.
This is what you don't understand as a goddamn city slicker. And I know you won't deny me a city slicker. You won't deny me a city slicker.
I'm from the city. I don't deny I'm a city slicker.
Here's what you don't understand. There are toast fans out there. And there are bean fans out there. And the toast fans like the beans just fine, but they are mainly in it for the toast. And the beans fans, they don't have a problem with the toast, but the main driver for them is the goddamn beans. So you mention the beans first for the bean fans and the toast first for the toast fans. Uh-huh. And then, what do you hand me about?
How about the beans on toast recipe that's called Napoleon's Lament? And it's just the same thing. It's beans on toast.
You're just flaunting your ignorance about Napoleon over there.
Well, enlighten me.
Well, from what I understand, Napoleon, when he was down in the dumps about a battle that didn't go so good, he'd say, you know, I can't do a French. I'll try to do a French accent. Bring me the beans. Bring me the toast. And that's what he would go for. And he'd cry over a plate of beans and toast. Or toast and beans. And,
you should have thrown some French words in the recipe, I guess.
This is the class. I mean, that's just about the most city slicking thing you've ever said to me. Throw some French words in. God damn. That makes me so mad. That makes me mad.
That's
a terrible idea.
I think also the preface of your book, you shouldn't have told people, if you live in a major metropolitan area, put this book down immediately.
Because you're a goddamn city slicker.
Because you're a goddamn city slicker.
I don't want no city slickers reading my book and judging it for the lack of French words in it. I can't have that.
Well, now you're leaving it to... You're restricting your readership.
Yes, that's right. I'm restricting my readership. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, now, is this my fault?
Well, every single person on planet Earth who is not a city slicker ought to have this book in their collection, and they don't. And that's the problem. I talk to people all the time who tell me, I went down to my local bookseller, and I can't find the book. It's not in the store. That's a real problem.
Now, which bookseller was this?
I had people telling me, you know, I went down to B. Dalton's. And I can't find it there. All right? Now, if it's not in B. goddamn Dalton's, where is it?
I don't know. Is B. Dalton still open?
How do I know? Maybe it's not.
I probably should know that. As a publisher.
There's got to be at least one B. Dalton left.
Probably. Maybe the flagship store is still open.
I mean, my name is goddamn Dalton Wilcox. If you can't find my book in a B. Dalton, or if you can't find a B. Dalton, that's on you.
I agree, that's a cruel irony.
It sure is. And I would like to actually, with your indulgence, introduce something that I want to get going on this show. And the purpose of this is to embarrass you, Russell. I'm going to tell you that right now.
But you would like my blessing for this segment.
I guess I don't need it.
Well, you're going to do whatever you want to do, so
I think goddamn right I am. This is called the Dalton Wilcox Bookstore Challenge. And the way this works, folks out there, I want you to go to earwolf.com/Dalton. And when you get there, you're going to find the book cover to my book in a printable format. I want you to print it out. I want you to bring it with you to your local bookstore. I want you to find a book it fits on. I want you to put the cover on a book. And then I want you to put the book somewhere in the store, you know, where it ought to be. Whether you have, I don't know if your bookstore has a Wit and Wisdom of the West section, or a Poems and Observations, Humorous and Otherwise section.
What about a bean recipe section?
If there's a bean recipe section, you could put it there too. That's the great thing about this book. It ought to be in just about every goddamn section of every bookstore.
Including remainders.
That makes me mad. That makes me mad, because I think I know what that word means, and it means like leftover books or something like that. You made me mad, Russell.
They have books that remain in the bookstore.
Oh, that is infuriating. That's a bad strategy on the part of the bookstore to designate certain books as books that remain in the bookstore. Just about guaranteed nobody's
going to buy them. They put them out front sometimes in the bookstore. It's like, hey, these are a dollar, or steal it.
Ah.
It's up to you, but we don't want to see these books anymore.
Well, folks don't even have the opportunity to steal my book because it ain't goddamn there. So now, the last step of this process is I want you to take a photo of it there, wherever it is, in the correct section. Take a picture of it alongside, and put it in goddamn alphabetical order. Put it down there by the W books. Take a picture of it, and then send it back to me, and I believe there'll be instructions over on earwolf.com/Dalton to tell you where to send that photo to.
Shouldn't it be under Y, for you should buy your wife?
Are you telling me they do it by title and not by author in the bookstores?
Oh, that's, you know what, you got me.
Okay.
You got me.
All right, Jesus, you said, bad at your job.
When you said... When you said W, I went right to Wit and Wisdom.
Oh, I see. No. It's that my name is Wilcox.
Yes,
this might be
I
one
understand.
Of the problems. You don't know my goddamn
name. B. Dalton
name.
Wilcox. I know it.
Gee whiz. Do you remember the time that I called your office? I got your assistant online. I said, this is Russell's doctor. I was going over his...
yeah,
I was going over his blood test, and I found something shocking.
That's right.
I said, not just a danger to himself with this here. Mm-hmm. And I said, you ever see that movie, The Andromeda Strain? Right? And your assistant said, you telling me he got a space virus? I said, just get him on the phone. I've said too much already. That time,
right.
Yeah.
He made me eat 3 pounds of stones.
Is that right?
That's right.
I'm sorry, your assistant made you eat 3 pounds of stones.
Based on your instructions.
Right. When you did not come to the phone, I made that as a punitive measure. Well, listen, here's the story. Do you want to hang around for the rest of the podcast? Because I think you're going to learn a lot if you hang around.
It was an hour drive down here, so yes.
Very good, because there's all kinds of wonderful things coming up, and I think if you hang around, you might, by the end of this, here's a goal, by the end of this podcast, may we no longer be able to describe you as a city slicker. May you have learned so much from my cowboy poet friends who are about to come in here, and from the journeyman, that we can no longer describe you as a city slicker.
Well, are you going to make me wear a bolo tie?
That's a great idea. I don't have one here, but I'll fashion one out of these pens and microphone cords. I'll get right on that. Put a goddamn bolo tie around.
Don't put yourself out on my account.
I've already come up. Now that makes me think of another section of my book I should put in there. There's instructions of how to make a bolo tie out of anything.
So you want to add stuff to this book that already no one is buying?
I don't want it. We're going to do it. We're going to go ahead and we're going to add it to every existing copy. Put another page or two in there with instructions on how to just slip it in there.
So you're just going to add a couple pages.
Sure.
To this 395-page book.
Bring it up to 398, my friend. Bring it right up to 400 pages. 2 pages of instruction how to make a bolo tie out of anything. And I'm mad at myself. I didn't think of it already.
Listen, Leaves of Grass, if you're going back and tinkering, maybe take out the part that says, don't read this book, City Slickers.
That is not negotiable. That part's got to stay in there because if you're reading it.
You're making a mistake.
I can't. They wouldn't understand it. They would get angry, and I don't want a bunch of angry city slickers. All right.
I forgot I put that on last night.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what? We'll fix the desk later, and we'll worry about all this other stuff later. Let's just get the music on, and that's what we're doing. So, in a sense, we're growing this with you. You are listening to us grow. We're not, by any stretch of the imagination, delivering this with a ribbon on it. We're doing this together. I just wanted to share that, City in Color.
hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I remember when a dime bag cost a dime. You know what I mean?
When I get my smoke on, I like to listen to Shade 45.
Many mics do we rip on the daily? Say many money. Say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Many money. Say many, many, many.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all them kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons. Seasons change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Dr. Strange. I'm tame like the rapper. Get red like a snapper when they do that. Got your whole block saying true that. If only they knew that. It was you who was irregular. Sold your soul for some secular music. That's why plus you use that. Loop over and over. Claiming that you got a new style. Your attempts are futile. Ooh, child. You're pure. Ray waves are sterile. You can't create. You just wait to take my tape. Laced with malice. Hands get callous. From ripping microphones from here to Dallas. Go ask Alice if you don't believe me. I get inner visions like Stevie. See me. Ascend from the chalice like the weavy. It's easy like Calibri. Huh? But I get controversial, freaking style with no rehearsal. Ooh, contrary, old friend, don't you even go there. Me without a mic is like a bee without a snare. I dare to tear into your ego. We go way back like some ganja and Calico or Calico vision. My mind's making decisions in your anatomy, and I back this with Deuteronomy. Or Leviticus, God made this word. You can't get with this. Sweet like licorice, dangerous like syphilis. Yep. Yeah.
How many mics do we report in the daily? Say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Many, many. Say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Many, many. Say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Many, many. Say many, many, many.
I used to be underrated. Now I take iron, makes my shit constipated. I'm more concentrated. So on my day off, with David Sonnenberg, I play golf. Run through Crown Heights, screaming out, I'm a cop! Problem with no man, before black, I'm first human. Appetite to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Street pressure, word to Papa, I ain't going under. One day I have a label that make deals with Tommy Mottola. Mama always told me, you're one in a million. Always watch your back, never tangle with Haitian Sicilians. Now I got a reggae deal. I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Seal. Cause the whole world's out of order. So at night the fiends dance on Greece with John Travolta. One got slaughtered as he caught blood from his mouth. The other tried to duck and caught a left with my shit is stout. Brother, brother, can't you get this through your head? This is set up by the fences, open us with the infrared. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Many money, they say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily?
Too many MCs, not enough mics. Exit your show like I exit the turnpike. Dyson dynamite like Dolomite. Double dudes feel like Van Dyke. I like to star bright, the freaks come out at night. Like my man White Clive. And my Bonage will march your entourage. Squad.
Thank you. song number one on a brand new album. And the album's called If I Should Go Before You. The artist is called City in Color. So named because real name Dallas Green, formerly of Alexis on Fire, post-hardcore band much lamented in their breakup. Way going on to perform with Gallows. Dallas Green, of course, returning with that 9 minutes plus of Woman on Beats One. We have a world record from an artist. His music I've been playing on the radio for a few years now, and he always brings a breath of fresh air despite the subject matter. Some of it's not as breezy as the music might suggest, but he's back.
Hello, is this Mr. D's?
Zane?
Mr. D's?
Zane Lowe?
Mr. D's, if you will.
How are you, sir?
What's going on, Darwin D's?
I put about 8 euros worth of donor and fries in me, and I'm full up, mate.
You're sitting down there with your otherwise slender frame, and are you somewhat distended? Are you sort of cupping your belly in a sort of, like, I did it face?
I'm actually, peripatetic. I'm on foot. I'm walking back towards the van.
Perifer what now?
Peripatetic?
Don't act like you don't know the word. Come on, Mr. Harvard graduate.
You know, my dad went to Harvard, so I could have maybe gotten in, because, you know, they're very, like, nepotistic, but I didn't apply.
Why did you choose not to apply?
I don't know. I don't think I wanted to go to Boston, you know?
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Boston, man.
Well, that's where he met my mom, actually, so it worked out for him.
It worked out for all of us, and that's why we have a brand new piece of music right here, ladies and gentlemen, a world record from someone that we consider to be an old friend, even though he's very young. This is Darwin D's Time Machine.
Climbing my time machine, I've been mean. Now I'm sorry, so do you mind if we just get to when we're friends again? What do I have? Bands with me, but now you is mad at me all the way till yesterday. It's been a long year since we've had a chat. It's gonna be a few more before you smile back. And in the meantime, will we could be fine. But just
nope.
Don't give me that sob story lie. Don't preach to the choir. You ain't never even had a reason to fire. Deep, deep. Nobody ever handed me shit in life, not even a flyer. Wouldn't even take shit into consideration. Obliterate anyone either way. I think I see why a lot of rappers get on these speeches and try to show out on a track with me. But it actually had to be a fucking blowout. Get me to retire. Tell these new artists the kings never die. I know shit has changed in this age. Fuck a Twitter page. Live to say I've been on stage. Why am I online? It's driving me crazy. I'm riding shotgun trying to get a cage on top. But I'm not gonna conform to this game. Passing this shit in opinion's way. I can hear him say if I stay passionate, maybe I can stay J. Miraculous. Come back as if I win a rain. But these tracks just say some blood on the renegade. Someone's gonna make me blow my composure. Here I go again.
It's unfortunate that Eminem just kind of just keeps rapping like this. Like he's doubling down on this style.
Coming to get it, so you son of a bitches don't gulp. You're gonna get ridiculed. Critics will end up in critical thinking. Shit is dumb, why you're gonna get it smoked in. I ain't stopping till I'm on top again. All alone and on a throne. Like a token of respect or a homage poem or an ode. I'm an ode tossed in the air by my own arm and long so hard it broke my collar.
And they lose, I call them April Day.
trapped in the tunnel again.
I ride slow, and when I pass, they say, what up, killer man, stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby.
Yeah. Sirius XM.
Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm a new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. Just watch me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hop. Come on. I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop. People say you're Humpty. You're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C and on the 4B. All the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid. I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing. Like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like. And if you missed it, I'm the one who said, just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well, yeah, I guess it's obvious. I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance. And now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is a chance. To do the hump.
Come on. Yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let's look at that bass groove right here. Yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken. Shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumpin', dig around, shaking your rump. And when the doodle jump punk points the finger like a snap, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on
doing the Humpty Dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
They was made by Kanye. You put them on, get a glance or two, then you go home and your daughter say, housewife. But you ain't got the answers, fool. The shit is too pathetic, cause you too busy trying to keep up with the nigga who be trying to keep up with the nigga who be chasing all of these bitches with all the artificial body parts. Looking too synthetic. Look, if Yellow Wolf tell a nigga that he wants you dead, you be dead. Cause I can finish blowing the Romeo Julieta after I finish sending the nigga at you who be throwing Tony Romo out of a room already. Need to risk it. Get off of me, get off of me. Y'all funny. This is the remix. Rick's talk to me. Motherfuckers make me y'all ain't think that I was coming in this bitch. And you think I'm talking about making the entrance. Talking about making the entrance into a lame nigga's missus. Listen to that sentence. I said coming in this bitch. Rubbing on the clit, sucking on the tip, coming on the lips. Why am I humping on his dick? Cause he dumber than a brick. Talking about the Illuminati like doesn't it exist? And didn't him and never come a puppet for the government in this country. Once he start coming with them hits, I ain't fucking with them rich. These dudes been dropped on their head, swimming in their daddy ball. He should've opt for some head. Your mama should've swallowed you instead. Miss y'all not at all. Wait, what about these motherfuckers acting like they trapping, but they never flipped a quarter? Rappers never trafficking across the Tijuana border. You disorder, nigga wearing a recorder, talking for the corporate quarter, rolling over so your time is shorter. But you know your crew is doing more than just a quarter. Now they making orders for them Jordans. You be sporting in protected custody, but luckily I can't afford to fuck with suckers. I ain't know them motherfuckers crooked, sort of like a hoarder with the pistols. Crooked, he's gone with his heat on.
That guy seems angry about something. I don't know. I don't think this construction guy is just sitting here smoking a cigarette. And then there's this other guy welding. All right. I gotta go. Hey, have a good Wednesday, all right? See you later.